We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
Broadcasting from the WEEI studios, powered by Verizon, 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1, Lawrence, Boston, and Odyssey Sports Station. This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy-Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
Hello, ladies. Welcome to WEEI Afternoons, and greetings to one and all on Lansdowne Street outside of our Ford Clubhouse Fenway Studio, which, conveniently enough, is brought to you by your New England Ford dealers and the Ford Summer Sales Event. Hurry in to get great deals now, including on the F-Series, the official truck of the Boston Red Sox. Speaking of coming in like a truck, how about Ted Johnson, everybody?
Hey.
And Big Teddy.
What's up, guys? Good to see you.
Oh, yeah. What's up? Hey, who did you just run into outside of the ballpark?
One Jared Carrabas, who I'd never met. So I met him for the first time. I think I scared him a little bit. I do that. You know,
You do have that impact.
It's like I'm not even trying to sneak up on people. I just walk up to him and it's
That's terrible. Pretty hard for you to sneak up on someone.
I swear, I mean, people, you know what happens all the time? Like, we're in hallways, you know, where we work. There's different hallways, and I'll turn the corner and somebody is like, looks at me and like drops their papers. It's I don't know what it is.
Screams, maybe tinkles a bit.
Yeah, and then they laugh, and it's like I have this weird, and a little bit with Carrabas. So he was, I think he was taken off guard a little bit, but we had a nice little conversation, and I grilled him for some info.
Yeah?
Maybe I'll share it later. Maybe not. We'll see how it goes. I don't know. You know, it was, I felt like he was telling me some stuff that I have to read between the lines, and that's all we do with this job. So I felt like I kind of got what he was trying to say without really saying it, which I found to be very interesting information. So we'll see. Maybe I'll share
that
later.
Yeah. How about that?
Jared, never met him. Good guy.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
Good guy.
He's an old pal, and he knows his baseball, and he loves his Red Sox. And I'll tell you, nobody loves their Red Sox more than this town does when they are winning, Ted. I'm sure you heard I was at the ballpark last night, and it was a night and a half to be there. It was just awesome vibes.
Well,
the energy hit. Let me say this. If they keep this up, because I know we like to say around here, you are skeptically optimistic, and
yes,
we'll get a chance to chop it up in a little bit. I feel the energy shift is happening. Now, we have all said this, and we've fallen for it before, and like I like to remind people, as they say on the internet, I'm ready to get hurt again.
Oh, of course. This team is good at that.
Tell you what, I'll say this. I thought last night's win was the best of the seven that they've won in a row.
Hell yeah.
It just gave me the most confidence. They're down three runs, and then they come back and able to hold them off, at the end. I mean, and it's a team that's leading your division, although I think I heard Rich say that they were 5-2 against Tampa. That's great. That's awesome. I need to see more.
Yep.
Really last night, I was not going to lie. I was impressed, partly because it was the young guys too.
Right.
But the fact that they came back and won it in a one-run game, which they've been terrible all season, was impressive to me.
Yep, they were down 1-3. Speaking of three, how about we get three of the hottest takes in Boston sports and beyond right now? You know it. You love it. In the 3 o'clock hour, it's time for the three-point stance.
319!
Ready!
319!
319! Yeah, there you go! I can't do it! What's that?
It's the three-point stance.
I'm going to count to three.
Tatum puts up a three. Bam!
Easy as one, two, three.
Pastrnak, a hat trick, and a 4-3 Boston lead.
Three.
And it is gone! A three-run homer, and the game is tied.
On WEEI Afternoons.
All right, gentlemen, it is time for today's three-point stance here on WEEI Afternoons, which is brought to you by Jeffrey Glassman Injury Lawyers, Boston's go-to injury attorney for over 30 years. If you've been hurt in a car or work accident, you got to get Glassman. Call all sevens at 617-777-7777. As it is 3 o'clock here on WEEI Afternoons, we have three hosts, each of which will present their stance on the big stories in the world of sports and sometimes beyond. Each host will get 60 seconds to present their opening stance, after which we will discuss each and every one. Our order for today is Nick Fitzy Stevens and then my boy Stiz back in our Brighton studios and then Ted Johnson. Fitzy will lead us off. Are you ready?
I am indeed, and I'm also ready to let the audience know, a little tease here, a little vertical promotion on our program. 3:30 today, we debut our first ever in the history of WEI Afternoons. I know the Greg Hill Show has enjoyed it before. I enjoyed it back on WAF, but you guys are in for a treat. A Stanley Bruno Stiz Grimy hip-hop original with a little bit of a theme to the topic of the week regarding the Battle of the Wills. Let's so go. Everyone stay tuned to that. It is going to be something special. But as far as a three-point stance, yes, indeed I am. And this one will be a little bit of an off-the-beaten-path refreshing summer stance.
All right. Well, 60 seconds nonetheless, and they start right now. Good luck.
Dan, I know one of your favorite things to wear here on the WEI Afternoon Show is all right, that'll be the show, everybody. Good night, and we will talk to you on Monday from 2 to 6. Andy Hart will be back. Thank you. I know one of your favorite things to wear. I didn't expect that. I got to say, nice curveball. Is the t-shirt that has the Sunday cup.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Upside down. Everybody loves the old Sunday cup. Everybody loves ice cream in the summer. I've eaten more ice cream this summer already than I think I have in the past five summers.
Sort of. Go ahead.
Slight showboating. But I have kids, 12 and 8, serious brag, and they love going for ice cream. And it's been one of those summers where you just can't get enough ice cream. And I just want to point this out to everybody that, yes, I understand the cost of everything has gone up, and you got to pay anywhere between 50, 75 cents, $1, $1.50, maybe even $2, Ted, for toppings at certain places, right? But there is one topping I believe should be free of charge, universally available to one and all. Sprinkles. There is no reason in the world why, as you have on your Sunday cup right there, sprinkles are on top of there. Sprinkles make everybody happy. Sprinkles turn a day and a frown upside down. Kids love them. They cost absolutely nothing. There is no reason why you should have to pay the same $1.50 for sprinkles on top of your ice cream that you do Reese's peanut butter cups, gummy bears, or sour worms if you're a savage. Oreos, that's an actual expense. It's like a bucket of 10 billion sprinkles costs like $3. Don't upsell us on that. You know you're just making it more difficult for mom and dad and making it more expensive. Give the people what they want. We want free sprinkles in the Commonwealth.
Who the hell calls them sprinkles? They're Jimmies.
Okay, we can't. Are we going to do this?
It's Jimmies. But well, okay. Okay, fine.
Okay, I mean, well, they're rainbow sprinkles. Why aren't they rainbow Jimmies?
I just Jimmies.
So where would you rank your sprinkles in the list of best toppings?
That's top three. I mean, it's like
wow.
You don't like because my kids
of all the toppings.
My kids, top three. Because I don't. I usually get things mixed. I love like a Blizzard McFlurry. I love them mixed in.
Yep.
But on top, I can't say no to sprinkles anytime, anywhere. They just make me so happy. And like when you see them, they're just like a universal sign of joy. Everybody loves sprinkles.
I've never had that experience, but you know what? That's what makes all of us different and unique.
Different birds.
But I like it. You know what? I say whipped cream should be free for a topping. That's my favorite.
Whipped cream?
I love whipped cream.
You know what?
Big fan of whipped cream.
I'll tell you what, because like I'll give you for example, there are like five different ice cream spots right around from my little sea shack on the Cape, right? And they vary between $5 or $6 or even $7 for a small cup, which is like one, maybe two scoops.
Yeah.
Now, you know, you're paying a significant premium summertime surcharge for the.
The people that own those little shacks are millionaires.
Yeah. They're making money hand over.
They're millionaires.
They're making a year's worth of money in 4 months. Time.
Correct.
And I understand that, you know, to chop up a Kit Kat or something like that, or break up a Reese's peanut butter cup, there's an actual cost and expense behind that. Yeah. But they order industrial size buckets of sprinkles,
They pay for it. They pay for the sprinkles.
But that should be the one thing that they give everybody for.
Really?
I mean, because it makes kids like.
What about straws and utensils? You know, and little baggies and those things.
Yeah,
they give
that's free. You got to work that.
Coming from a guy that's been in the hospitality industry
for sure. I mean, you got to work all of those into the cost of doing business. But I feel like sprinkles are the one thing, considering how little they cost the business and how happy they make everybody that get them.
I just didn't know they sprinkles make everybody happy. I didn't realize that. That's awesome.
Sprinkles to me, Ted, are like champagne. When have you ever gone home from work and you're like, I am in the worst mood ever. Honey, pop open a bottle of champagne. Give me some Prosecco. I had a terrible day at work. Like
$1.50 is also out of control.
Yeah.
You want to tell me 50 cents?
Right.
All right, I'll have a conversation with you for the cost of doing business.
Okay, sprinkles.
Based on the value of the single sprinkle.
Right. If you're going to do sprinkles or Jimmy's, it would be like 25 cents. They shouldn't cost the same as everything else. But to tell me that like covering your ice cream in M&M's legitimately may or should cost a buck or two. But covering it, like doing a little dip in sprinkles, dollar please.
All the things you spend money on. Like you think, like what do you, I think one of my biggest things I waste money on is probably apps or certain little services I don't realize I have, you know, that I haven't canceled.
You need to download one of those bank services where they kill all the
I need to do that. But that is where you cut corners, not on the poor ice cream guy that's selling sprinkles. Like, you need to save your money somewhere else, Bubba. I don't know if I would want to die on the sprinkle hill there.
You know? I'm just saying if we all could agree that sprinkles should be free, I think it would be a better day for you.
I'm not signing that petition. Nope.
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 All right. I tried. Yeah. I just wanted to let the good people, the Commonwealth, know Big Ice Cream in Massachusetts and the Cape already has my money. You'll get my business probably even tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday. That said, courtesy sprinkles would go a long way.
You tried your hardest.
I did.
You tried your hardest to win over the crowd.
The world is divided, but if you get maybe more sprinkles, bring us all together. Very good.
That's what we need. All right. Well put. You definitely mix it up here for a summer three-point stance, which we love, which brings us to my man, Stiz. Stiz, are you ready?
I am ready, Dan Ball.
This is always a lot of fun when you jump in, so I give you 60 seconds to begin right now.
I will just say quickly, I read something about the term that I use for sprinkles that I had no idea. So maybe I will call them sprinkles moving forward.
Yeah, maybe you should call them sprinkles, Stiz.
Jeez, yeah, maybe. What a world. All right, but anyway.
Right? Thank you.
We thought that love was dead. And in fact, Andy Hart made it his three-point stance earlier in the week that he was so happy that Steph Diggs and Cardi B had broken up because now Steph would focus his attention 100% on the football. Well, I have some news for everybody. Let's take a listen to the sound. Now, for anyone that's wondering what that may be, that is a vlog that Steph Diggs posted and Cardi B has since reposted of the two of them all sweaty together working out. So, in the end, love has won. Cardi B and Steph Diggs are still together, and even though she's in Paris working on her album and he is here in New England getting ready for the next season, in the end, love wins. Steph Diggs and Cardi B are still happily together, and I think we still have to worry about maybe his attention not being completely on the football field and maybe in other areas.
Interesting. Interesting way to look at that. You know, you could make a case for both sides. It, you know, that he needs the stability of a constant woman, and some would say, you know, kind of when I tell young guys when they play, I'm like, don't get girlfriends. Keeps you hungry. Just keep. If you when you get a girlfriend, you know, it's like
women weaken knees, right?
Yeah, you don't go work out as hard. You just lose your edge a little bit. So I don't know. I'm not sure. I mean, are they back following each other on socials?
Now this whole thing started because about 2 weeks ago, Cardi removed all the pictures of them two together off her Instagram. Yeah. However,
why would
some
do that, Stiz?
Some
you,
artists
you speak
do that.
Celebrity.
Well,
yeah, why do they do
when
that?
They have an upcoming album coming out, what they'll do sometimes is remove everything off their Instagram so that all their post moving forward is nothing but promotion for said album. And so that may be what she's doing. I've seen that happen a bunch of times with artists, but clearly the two are still together, happily in love, working out all sweaty together. So
I'm
glad that's why they're sweaty together.
Yes.
I'm curious what you guys think. Cause I was told this when it comes to the social media, especially Instagram, I usually defer to my kids on what's acceptable.
And by the way, Ted, Cardi B, free sprinkles.
There you go. Okay. All right, good to know.
That's the name of her album.
The thing about Instagram, I'm told, that is you do not, say you had a girlfriend.
Sure.
And you guys break up. Do you go on Instagram and delete all?
Scrub? Yeah.
You are
told petty you are.
I'm told that you do not.
You are
petty you are.
But can other people see the archive?
No, when you archive it, basically you're hiding it from your page. But if you still want to access, like, I don't know, maybe if I've done that with a couple psycho ex-girlfriends and then 5 months later had to put them back up.
Oh, that's very personal.
There was a lot of detail in that for someone who was just putting up a hypothetical.
Come on, Stiz. Government names. Let's go.
But yeah, no,
that feels like a scrub to me.
If you archive, you're scrubbing. You're basically, like, if you take it off the main so people can't see it, then you're basically trying to hide the relationship.
But a lot of people will kind of thin the herd. Maybe they take off some, but not all. There's still a semblance or a recognition that you had the relationship, but it's not current, to kind of give a little bit of a sign to, okay, hey, I'm back on the market.
How would you feel if you started dating a new girl and you guys got serious and she still had a bunch of pictures with her old ex-boyfriend up there on her Instagram?
I wouldn't like it, but my kids tell me that's acceptable. That's how it is.
That's part of your life, and so therefore you shouldn't disavow it. I understand that, but if it's like you guys, like, you know, getting all smoochy, or just like, you know, like you're
I
like
don't love that.
Bench pressing your girlfriend in a bikini.
So you're saying there's certain pictures you would take off, just but not all of it. Okay, yeah.
I'm not a fan of erasing your past or like disavowing from whence you came. Like, I am the lumps.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
Some of all of my terrible decisions, relationships, triumphs, successes, and sadness. Yeah. So that's how it should be.
No regrets. Don't regret anything you did. Just regret the things you didn't do. You should look at.
Right? Oh, that was like a country album right there. Yeah. I love that. That was good. That was country strong, Ted. I like that.
All right, I'm ready to go. I got some.
Is it Teddy time?
I have a thought that I'm curious what you guys think. So
beautiful. Nice.
And this is fresh, right? You had a 3-point take in the queue.
I had audio for another 3-point. I was getting them.
It was juicy.
Ready for? Yeah, and then I changed my mind, of course. Like I happen to do some from time to time. So yeah.
It's your prerogative, and if it's the way you want to live, Dan Ball, should we give him his 60 seconds?
Absolutely, Stiz. Let's give it to him right now.
Okay, thank you, guys. So, you know, there was something I saw when I came into work today, and I fortunately, the guys are great to me. I get to park kind of by where the players, the Red Sox players park, right? Oh, so we've been coming to Fenway for the last few months, right, as the season's gone on. And so I've noticed something different today that I hadn't noticed in the past. And I keep hearing, I mean, Will Fleming and, you know, Lou Maloney, guys that cover the team on a day-to-day basis, Will Middlebrooks, talking about the good vibes. There's so many good vibes that this team is just, it seems like they're kind of there's some cohesion, that there's a concerted effort to you know, with a common goal. You see they're having fun in the dugout these days. And what struck me was how many players' vehicles were here when I got to work today. There was more vehicles than I've ever seen at any time I've been here. It was a lot thinner when I came here to start the season. And today, when I got here, cars everywhere. I could hardly find a spot to park. That tells me that this team is bought in. They're here early. They're all locked in. The player lot doesn't lie. If you see the cars there, that tells you kind of where the team is at. So right now, it feels as if, from all the things I've heard, guys that cover the team, and what I saw today with all the cars, that this team is bought in probably more now than it has been all season.
How about that? From someone who knows what it means to put the vehicle in the player's lot early, because there would always be the competitive, like, who's first in the building? Is it Brady? Is it Johnson? Is it Lonnie Paxton? Probably definitely was not Lonnie Paxton.
No, definitely not.
No. He was too busy hanging 10 somewhere, bro. You know, you that's something that you were part of, that particular rat race. So to see...
That means something to me. As a player, just yeah. I mean, I've been to... 1,000 times gone to a player's lot, and you know, you notice who's, you know, it's kind of thin today. Where is everybody? Or else there's guys are locked in and they're early, and they were never seen the lot as full as it was today for this game. So it feels, though, as if these guys are feeling good, and all the good vibes that people have been reporting is all true.
And I tell you what, Ted, this interestingly enough coincides with the return of your boy, St. Alex Bregman. So is there even more of a renewed energy commitment for a guy that, as we've talked about time and again, has really kind of ascended to a team captain, bench coach, you know, right-hand man, consigliere for Alex Cora? Is there something to do with that?
I think
that
so.
The guys want to be here and be part of what's going on now that he's back, and you're kind of at the point, at least offensively, where it's like, all right, now we go.
Yeah.
Now this is our group. Now we go.
It's that. It's definitely that. And I think it's part of it is just to show each other where they're at, how committed they are to each other. And then maybe to Alex Cora. I mean, I'll be honest. I mean, when things were bad, people were crushing Alex Cora.
Sure, sure.
And you know what? And he stuck by. How many times did we call him out about Walker Buehler? What are you going to do with Walker? Nope. He's going to keep starting. He's going to keep starting. You saw him pitching a little bit better recently. But the point
is, they rewarded last night with a quality start.
These guys, my feeling is, they want to show the manager and each other what that loyalty, what sticking by each other it means. And so they're showing up. They don't want to be the guy that isn't fully bought in. When you're winning like this, it raises the compete level of everybody, because you don't want to be the one guy that stands out for not pulling his weight like everyone else.
There's got to be an obligation of arrival time. Like, don't be here later than blank to show up to stretch.
My guess is they don't say that.
Games at 7:10.
Everybody knows when if you're committed, you're there early. If you're not, you're probably walking in later.
Dan, it makes you wonder if maybe earlier in the season,
mm-hmm.
people weren't showing up that much early because they were already starting to get, not to say cash out, but this is already looking like a long season, so I'm not going to worry about getting there and putting in the extra effort. Whereas now, a win streak with that energy, with that convivial vibe that's going on right now, with the return of Bregman, this could be a momentum shifting, this could be the, not to use one of the biggest cliches, but this could be the tipping point on the season. This could be when
the inflection point.
The only thing I would be caution that thinking is, here's the all-star breaks coming up. Break in the action when a team is hot, it doesn't make me feel good. I just wish.
Yep. And then travel, and then taking a few days, taking a week off. And then starting
and then picking it all
against the National League, a team you're not familiar with.
Chicago, very good team.
Yep.
Where they start next week. It's an interesting point you bring up, Fitzy.
Oh, they have to go against the professor, too.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. The Barry Zito of Japan. I love that guy.
The last thing I'll bring up is it's an interesting point, and I won't say his name so we don't have to restart the tote board. But when your highest paid player is a guy who is not necessarily lauded for his work ethic, maybe that sets the certain mindset. Like, hey, if he's not coming into X, Y, to Z to go screw around at shortstop, maybe we don't have to. Versus when the voices you're hearing the most are Bregman and Story and Duran and these guys who, talent streaks, whatever, are known for their work ethic, are coming in and setting that kind of tone.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows? Maybe there is something to that, and it gives more credence to what we were being told when that trade was made of the player whose name I did not say.
Well done, Dan. We do not have to reset the tote board just yet as well. 617-779-7937. There were your 3-point stances on the day. Ted believing now that the Red Sox are more bought in than at any point on the season. Our relationship and gossip expert, Stiz Grimey, bringing us the update that Cardi B and Steph Diggs are, in fact, still together. Is that good or bad for his focus on the upcoming Patriots season? And, of course, mine, which CNN has recently just aggregated to the front page of America's leading news site. Sprinkles should be free at ice cream parlors.
It's going to bring peace worldwide is what
I'm telling you. If we could just have a sprinkle summit, then everything would be kumbaya. When we come back, you guys want to rally around this, make this some appointment listening. The debut of the first ever Stiz Grimey Hip Hop Original on WEEI Afternoons, as he's got a little something to say about the Battle of the Wills. But first, we catch you up on everything trending in the wide world of sports. Here's Dan Ball.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
All right, here's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. Brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. The Red Sox have won 7 games in a row. They beat the Tampa Bay Rays 4-3 at Fenway last night. Chris Murphy with the win in relief for Aroldis Chapman with his 16th save. Game 2 of that series is tonight. First pitch is at 7:10. Hunter Dobbins returns to the big leagues to start tonight. He'll face Drew Rasmussen on the mound. Some moves from earlier today. Red Sox fans have been waiting for this one. The team reinstated Alex Bregman from the 10-day injured list. They also reinstated Dobbins from the 15-day 30-day injured list. The corresponding moves, the Red Sox have optioned infielder David Hamilton and right-handed pitcher Isaiah Campbell to AAA Worcester following last night's game, meaning Marcelo Meyer has survived and will continue to be on the Major League roster. He's in the lineup for tonight. Here is your lineup for this evening. Jaron Duran leads off in left, then it's Alex Bregman at third. Masataka Yoshida, your DH, with Carlos Narvaez, your catcher. Willy Abreu in right, Trevor Story at short, Marcelo Meyer at second this evening with Abraham Toro at first, and Zaydon Rafaela in center field batting ninth. You can listen to tonight's game on WEEI FM 93.7 and across the Shaw's and Star Market, WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Mass Mutual pregame show with myself is tonight at 6:10, and Will Fleming and Will Middlebrooks have the call of the game. The Celtics Summer League slate begins today with a game against the Memphis Grizzlies. Tip-off is at 4 p.m., and the game is being televised on NBA TV. The New England Revolution visit Austin FC on Saturday night. Kickoff is at 8:30, and the field has been set for the 2025 Home Run Derby in Atlanta. The eight contestants are Ronald Acuna from the Braves, Byron Buxton from the Twins, Junior Caminero from the Rays, Jazz Chisholm from the Yanks, O'Neill Cruz from the Pirates, Cal Raleigh from the Mariners, Brent Rooker from the Athletics, and James Wood from the Washington Nationals. We all know summer is the easiest season for weight loss, warm weather, lighter meals, being outside. Our bodies are primed to succeed, and Awaken 180 has your game plan. Reach your goals this summer with Awaken 180, the official weight loss program of summer. I'm Dan Ball. This is Trending Now on WEEI and WEEI.com. More afternoons live from Fenway Park coming up right after this.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall! Did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.